bubble wrap and air mail to manufacturer. Printer is returned. Works now, but heavier. Has unauthorized footnoted commentary. And has a lens. Try to gain knowledge of inner workings. Stare into lens. Can't see a thing. If not for looking in, it must be for looking out. Delicately chisel against layer of rubber cement to open printer door A, previously used for paper jam reconciliation. The solid wall of gray plastic underneath is stamped with red text, obscured under globs of hardened glue, save for the words attempt, camcorder, and void, and another word ending in piter. Check flyers and Sunday paper. Printer prices raised for 100%. Mail-in rebate deals require photocopy of crotch. Monitor now also gaining weight. Flat screen half the depth of old CRT. Speakers missing for days at a time come and go as they bleed. The mouse is still your pawn. The mouse you can trust. The mouse is above corruption. The mouse has lost its youthful glow and it ticks like a clock. The printer writes you prescriptions for medications you don't need. Well, that's fine, just chuck them. The waste paper bin you can trust. The waste paper bin is steady in the shifting winds of influence. The waste paper bin gets periods now, apparently. You are receiving mail addressed to printer. That's fine, just chuck it. Your girlfriend hasn't called in 2 days and it's making you nervous. She hasn't called in 4 days and you check your phone for signs of corruption. She hasn't called or answered the phone for 2 weeks and you're homesick from work and she calls and asks to speak to the printer. Too sick to leave the house. You are now receiving packages addressed to waste paper bin and the sender's name is an anagram of can't be good. Well, that's fine, just dump them on the lawn. The lawn is too busy with photosynthesis to get mixed up in unsavory business. The lawn can't be bought off. You mow the lawn and not the other way around. The blades of grass on the lawn would never unionize in order to bargain collectively with you. The lawn is a good egg. The lawn knows the pecking order. The lawn is going to be your eyes and ears and answer to no one but you. The lawn is gone and your house abuts the street. Go to bed with the measles and wake up obese. The printer is running non-stop. Your newspaper delivery guy comes by in the evening with a check made out to you for printing. You ask him to explain when he starts wheezing, and so do you. You receive printing checks from dozens of major publications, and they keep coming more and more every day. But every day is Sunday now, and the bank is closed. Your girlfriend stops by with a check too, and it's made out to you, but it's for printer instead of printing, and she asks if she can borrow the dish rack from your kitchen. You are now sleeping with the lights on because they won't turn off. The freedom in recurring Sundays causes your sleep schedule to shift later and later until you are nocturnal, at which point the lights turn off for good, and it's Labor Day, but you have to work anyway, and the car won't start. You can't call a taxi on your rusted silent phone, so you start walking in the direction of work. The early September sun feels good on your bloated cheeks and double chin. You pass your girlfriend's apartment building and it has your old lawn. The sun goes behind a cloud and never comes out.